You should come home.
Home? I don't know if now's such a good time.
It's a very bad time. But you should come. There's a way to be good again, Amir. It will not be easy. But you must come, Amir.
Afghan-born Amir is a newly published author living in California, but the phone call from an old family friend takes him back to his childhood in 1970s Kabul. There are happy memories of the time before the city was ravaged by battles with Soviet forces and the subsequent Taliban takeover. Happy memories of children flying colorful kites high over the city rooftops. Amir, I'm going to run that blue kite for you, says his dearest childhood friend Hassan. As Hassan begins his dash through the streets to chase the falling kite, he turns to Amir and says, for you, 1,000 times over. It's a fateful day that will change both of their lives forever. Amir, the son of a wealthy intellectual, and Hassan, the child of their housekeeper. The Kite Runner is adapted from the novel published in 2003, and author Khalid Hosseini says the kites are more about memory than metaphor.
To me, it's just a symbol of my childhood. I mean, I grew up flying kites in Kabul. That's what I did. That's what my brother and my cousins, we all did. And in fact, the kite came before anything else, before even the characters. Everybody reads fiction and see their own things. I mean, not, there's no right or wrong answer. But for me, they'll always represent that bygone, much more innocent era in Afghanistan. And to me, they're kind of these harbingers of hope in the story.
Innocence is lost when young Hassan, running after the kite, is cornered and brutally raped by neighborhood bullies as Amir cowers nearby, unable or unwilling to help his loyal friend. The emotionally wrenching scene, though not shown in graphic detail, nevertheless caused the father of the Afghan child actor who plays Hassan to worry publicly that its showing could put them in danger. The American studio that financed the film, Paramount subsidiary DreamWorks, postponed its release date for a month so the children and their families could be moved to a safe location. Author Hosseini says the controversial scene could not be cut.
That scene is pivotal to the story. I didn't see any other way. From a plot standpoint, that scene is important because that's when Amir is seared, you know, for life. And ultimately, the film is not about that. It's about friendship. It's a story about forgiveness. It's about redemption. It's about regret. But I think the film is really seen in its entirety. It's not at all about sexual abuse and that sort of thing.
Khalid Abdallah stars as adult Amir, the British-born actor whose parents are Egyptian, learned to speak Dari for the film, and he says the relationships in The Kite Runner cross cultural lines.
To me, it feels like a normal, troubled relationship between a father and a son. And in fact, it's one of the reasons I think the story is so affecting, because there's a journey in it which I think so many people recognize, of that desire to have your father be proud of you.
While political upheaval provides the backdrop and drives some aspects of the story, Iranian screen star Homayoun Ershadi, who plays the intellectual and coldly distant father, considers it a universal story.
No, it's not a political film at all. It's not. It's not talking about the political. I think it's about the family. And regardless what culture you have, what religions you have, it's international. You talk about the love, redemption, hate, you know, guilt, these things which is an international subject.
Author Khalid Hosseini hopes it can help provide an emotional connection across cultural and political lines, and he sees the film as a significant advance in how Hollywood portrays Muslims.
One of the things that I'm very proud of in The Kite Runner is that it's a film populated entirely by Muslim characters and whose faith is almost incidental to their existence. And they're in the film because of their struggles, because of their moral dilemma, for the same reason that any other character exists in a film. And I think it's important in this film to show Islam in that light and give voice to these millions of Muslims who don't want bin Laden to speak for them. I don't feel represented by the likes of him. I think it's a very important thing. I think for Hollywood, it's really a first. I can't remember the last time a mainstream Hollywood film was made up entirely of these Muslim characters, had this kind of message, where the reason why they exist is not terrorism, it's not radical beliefs, it's not violence and fanaticism, but they're just people. I think that's a very important thing.
Director Mark Forster insisted on making the film almost entirely in the Dari language of Afghanistan, and Hosseini, who wrote the novel in English, applauds the director's choice.
This would have been a completely different movie if you had these characters speaking in English. I think part of the reason this film is going to connect with people is that you see these characters speaking their indigenous language, and it really has that ability to transport you to that world, the 1970s Afghanistan, and you believe it.
Nothing that you remember has survived. Bitaraski faramushkani.
It is better to forget, advises the driver and guide to Amir, who has returned to Kabul. Amir responds, I don't want to forget anymore. The Kite Runner features many Afghani actors, but was filmed in and around Kashgar in western China's Xinjiang province that borders Afghanistan. The script, adapted from the novel, is by American screenwriter David Benioff, and the soundtrack music is by Spanish composer Alberto Iglesias. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.